And now on the phone, we're joined by leader of the Nationals in Victoria, Deputy Opposition Leader, Mr. Peter Walsh, is on the phone for us. Good morning, Mr. Walsh.
Good morning.
Now then, Peter, I was all set to have a rant today about the lockdown, and you were too, but we've come out. Is that a good thing for the regions? Obviously, you would think it would be.
Well, I suppose we're on bail, aren't we, until the next time. That's the tragedy of this whole thing, is that, yes, we've come out to an extent, although there's still quite a few restrictive rules, but everyone is just so frightened of what will happen the next time, because there is no plan. There is no clear set of rules as to what drives lockdowns or non-lockdowns. From our point of view, a response should be proportional to a COVID outbreak. Lockdown should be a last resort, and they should be by local government area or by postcode, so that we don't get into this situation we've had since 8 p.m. last Thursday, where businesses were ringing me Thursday night, or just after 4 o'clock when it was announced, saying, "We've just got our weekend orders. We're going to have to throw all this food out again. We've lost a lot of money again." There is no clear plan and no clear rules as to how this works, other than the Premier or the Health Minister standing up saying, "I'm doing this on the health advice." No one has ever actually seen the health advice, and that's the other thing we're calling for. Why can't the Premier trust Victorians with the actual proper health advice so we know what's behind these decisions?
Can you accept that the what's happened has actually been sort of effective in keeping the numbers down? Have they done a good job in any way?
Well, in some ways they do. I think the changes for the cross-border, where they went from hard roadblocks to using the technology of number plate recognition and roving patrols, I think was a smart move. The use of technology, I think after constant calls from us, you can now access your QR code history, which I think is a good step forward. What we'd like to see is rapid testing used in certain businesses and places. It is not quite as accurate as a full test, but used regularly, it picks up positive cases. So there's a way. Overseas, they use rapid testing before people go to work in a hospital, for argument's sake. It's illogical as to why we're not using it here in Victoria. So there has been some movements forward, but there's a lot more needs to be done, and particularly that issue around why is regional Victoria locked down when some areas have never, ever had a COVID case. The decision last Thursday was based on a falsehood with supposed fragments in the wastewater in Wangaratta. And congratulations to the Mayor of Wangaratta for actually calling it out, because it just wasn't true.
Well, that's a big thing to say, but it did come out as being a falsehood, as you say. So what would your plans be? I mean, if you were given the mantle to run this, what would you do?
I think given the mantle to run it would be exactly what I've just described before, that response to a COVID outbreak, to a hotspot, has to be proportional. It has to be based on local government areas or postcodes. Mm. Why, for argument's sake, would the shires in the west of the state that have never, ever had a COVID case for the whole pandemic, why would they be locked in down again at 8 p.m. last Thursday? It just wasn't logical. Why, as the people on the Mornington Peninsula are saying, who are, again, probably 100 kilometres away from any COVID, why are they locked down again? Let's actually do it based on postcodes or local government areas. Let's make sure the contact tracing actually works. Let's use rapid testing in those high traffic industries like hospitals, like airlines, like public transport. Why shouldn't, talking to people who've got relatives in the UK, nurses actually have rapid testing kits at home, and every morning before they go to work, or every evening before they go into a night shift, they actually have to test themselves. And if you do it regularly, my understanding of the science is, it will be very, very reliable.
Well, thanks very much, Peter. That's fair say, and we're out of that lockdown, as you say, for the moment. Thanks very much for joining us on the wake-up call this morning.
Thanks, guys, and I hope everyone enjoys getting out there today and supporting their local businesses, because they desperately need your support.